This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Aaron.
Yeah, Jim Ganley, we're here together again.
Every week, it seems like. I don't know what's going
on. A couple times a week, right? We're having a good time.
You know, speaking of every week, I bet there's a lot of people who grocery shop every week. We do.
Yeah.
And there's just two of us, but in fact, we find out more than once a week sometimes because can't remember what it was we went for. But the reason I mention that is we have just gotten, again, a nice check from Kroger. And if you aren't familiar with why Kroger would be sending Catholic Radio money, Kroger has a program called the Community Rewards Program. And it's very simple. All you need to do is go to our website, catholicradioindy.org. You'll see a Kroger logo in the middle of the page there somewhere. Click on that. It'll take you to the Kroger website. They'll ask you to register your card and pick Catholic Radio Indy. Use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, for your charity. And that's it. You're done. You don't have to mention it when you go to the store. You never, ever have to think about it again. You never, ever have to do anything. But every time you shop, can of beans, gallon of ice cream, jug of milk, whatever it is, Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of it. And it does add up. We put a little kind of a fun push on a couple of weeks ago, and we rounded up 30 new people in a single week.
Wow, that's great.
So we now have, I think it's 124 families participating in it, and apparently some of them eat real well.
Yeah, that'd be us.
We do our share, too. But if you can help us out that way, go to catholicradioindy.org. Click on the Kroger logo, register Catholic Radio Indy as your charity. And you never have to think about it again, and you'll help us out in a big way.
Yeah, and if you haven't, if you are on Facebook, if you're on that platform, Catholic Radio Indy does have a Facebook page. It's called the official Catholic Radio Facebook page. I think there's a couple other ones out there, but we're the official one.
That's right.
And it has our logo and everything on there. But yeah, well, you want
to... Early on, we had a few people who wanted to help us out, like during a share-a-thon. They'd say, here, well, let me put that on Facebook for you. Well, I didn't know anything about Facebook, and somehow or another, they created a page for us years and years ago, and those pages kind of keep haunting you. And when people search for Catholic Radio Indy, they kind of stumble onto these other pages. And so the official.
Yes, ours says the official. And we have over 700 people there. And so it's just a great way to stay in touch with what we're doing and just kind of fun, see fun things. So if you haven't liked us there, go to Facebook and like us there and share our stuff too, which is great. Well, we have a great show lined up for you. We have two wonderful guests in the studio today. We have Chris Moss and Kate Conway. And they like to be known as the Jesus Girls, but they are the co-founders of Awaken to the Best, which is also called Awaken, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. And well, tell our guests what is Awaken, because this is a really neat thing that a lot of people are getting engaged in to kind of enliven their faith. So explain in your words what it is.
Well, you know, it's so funny because we've been asked that so many different times, and we even find ourselves stumbling over how to describe what it is because there really isn't anything out there like it. So all the different ways we describe it. It is really a community of women who gather each week, and we come together to go deeper into our Catholic faith and to understand more about what our faith is, and I think more importantly, how to live that faith out in our everyday lives.
That's a great answer, and I have to share the story because this was a couple years ago. Now, let me just ask you this. How long has this been going? Because it's been going a while. You've been at this several
years
now.
We're just starting our sixth year. We've done it for 5 years.
Yeah.
Which we can't believe either.
And I have to share the story. I was you're at St. Elizabeth Seton. That's kind of where you, that's where you started
Began,
it, right?
Sure.
And
yes.
we'll get into the expansion here in a little bit. But I came to St. Elizabeth Seton one day because they have that new family room in the center that anybody can come and just come and, I don't know, pray or...
Yeah, it's our home. It's our family home.
Right.
Yes.
And so I was meeting up with another friend to do our Bible study homework, so we got it done. And we got there and, you know, we got our homework done and we were coming out and there were a bunch of people driving up and we thought, what's going on here? Because it's like the middle of the afternoon. We're like, what's going on here? And it was another friend we saw, and she's like, oh, we're going to this thing called Awaken. I'm like, what's that? And she told me a little bit about it. She goes, yeah, there's like, you know, a lot of women. I'm like, how many? I'm like, figure she'd say like 50 or something. Like 300 or 400. I said, oh my gosh, really? And she was like just eyeballing it or whatever. But yeah, you've had quite a draw. What, maybe talk a little bit about how many women are there, who you're attracting, what happens in an Awaken session, and maybe give us the overview of that.
Sure. So I like the way she counts. we do have over 200 women who are signed up last year. We're getting ready to start a new season beginning September 11th. And it was surprising to us as well. When we created this, we thought, well, wouldn't that be fun to have 25 people? You mm-hmm. know, that was our goal. Let's get 25 people to sign up for this.
And we were literally signing up our friends. Yes. Some yes. didn't even live in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Please come so it doesn't look really bad.
Exactly.
I mean, yes. yeah.
My friend Marcy, I'm like, you'll come over once, won't you? I mean, you'll drive over 3 hours for this. So we were. So we were surprised as well. It was really well received, and each year we have grown. So over 200 women are signed up. I think we average about 150 each week, which is really quite something. And it says to us that people are thirsty. They want mm-hmm. to understand their faith. They want to connect with other women. They want to figure out, how do we live this faith in our everyday lives? I can understand in my mind what that is, but how does it reach my heart? How do I allow all of Jesus's teachings to translate into my everyday life? So starting with our family and then our community.
And, you know, we have found there's so many ways to do that, right? To awaken our faith. But I think what is making this unique and what we love about it is that it's really putting it on a level that's very non-threatening, non-intimidating. We're real people with real struggles, especially in our prayer life and our family life. And we talk about it. But it's, you know, it's hard to grow in your faith when you're walking into some place that maybe you're feeling intimidated, or you think people know more than you. And the reality is, we're all on the same page. We're all wanting to learn the same thing. So there's some sort of neutral zone that happens there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is really...
And people are on all different places in the journey.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have somebody, I think there are people there who are theologians. I mm-hmm. mean, they are people who really know so very much about the faith. And yet they're coming because there is this desire to share what they know with other people and then understand where other people are and help each other. I mean, women do really well at supporting and encouraging one another, and especially when it comes to the faith. And I think the reason so many people are coming is because it is really an authentic mm-hmm. first a presentation, and then the conversations at the table where women are sharing and able to share and be real with each other. It's pretty great. So you asked about what the format is. And so Katie and I do about a 30, 40 minute presentation on the BEST, B-E-S-T, which is B, Blessed Mother, E, Eucharist and Other Sacraments, S, Scripture and Saints, and T, the Tradition. And so each of those really are the pillar of our Catholic faith. And so we draw upon all four of those. And then they have an opportunity to, we call them praise groups, to be at this table from, you know, small groups, about at 8. And they discuss, how do we live this out? What are the struggles you're having? And how can we encourage each other to live our faith?
We're talking with Chris Moss and Kate Conway. They are Jesus Girls, and they are the co-founders of Awaken to the BEST, also known as Awaken Your Faith, because really that's what you're trying to help people do. And I think, we, like you said, we're all struggling or all trying to figure out how to really live this out. And I think, so I actually, this past year, so for years, you know, once I had that encounter with that lady talking about this, and I'd seen it in the Catholic Moment, I think, or the Criterion, and I thought, I really want to go, and I finally was able to work it out. And what I really like about the format is that, well, there's no, maybe talk a little bit more about the format. You don't necessarily have a book, there isn't any homework, you know, they're kind of standalone.
No homework. Ears are picking up all over the place. Really?
Right.
And talk about that. Key selling point.
Yeah, right. And talk about how that really fits with women's life. I mean, I could give a whole testimony here, but talk about that, like kind of the feedback you've got in terms of how the format of what you're doing fits people that are already stressed out and trying to figure it out. You know, I don't need another homework thing to do, you know.
Well, I think that's the beauty, because anything that you're going to be doing when you leave Awaken is because you want to. You know, whatever has been awakened in your heart, your mind, body, and soul, you're going to be seeking that out. But that's because you want to, not because you have to, or you won't get anything the next week because you didn't do what you were supposed to do this week. So that is one of the unique aspects of Awaken Your Faith, I think. We are changing our materials a little bit this year. We're really excited about it. We do have a new book, per se, where people will be getting some great new materials that they'll be able to write in, journal in, and keep. Instead of adding to it every week, they will be getting the entire traditions of the church up front.
And that's the theme. That's another aspect, is every year you have a different kind of topic or theme that throughout the whole year you go into.
And we really are feeling even more, just have had a lot of confirmation with traditions of the church, just for such a time as now, that we really need to, you know, especially with some studies coming out about the Eucharist and people, the real presence, like, we're really excited to talk about that and to awaken ourselves to the real presence in the Eucharist and all the treasures of the faith, that maybe because we've grown up just believing what we believe, we haven't really delved into that.
Yeah, we're going through the motions, not even exactly knowing what we believe. And that is part of the draw of Awaken also, is that each session stands alone. So if you have a dentist appointment or your child is sick, you've missed a week or 2 weeks, you don't feel like, I can't come back, or I haven't gotten my homework finished, so I can't add anything to the conversation. It is designed for women who are very active, who have other things that they do. I mean, Katie and I laugh. We're like, I don't think I'd still be doing Awaken. I mean, if we weren't sitting up front, I don't think we'd be coming. I mean, it has been really fulfilling for both of us. We've learned a lot. We're growing. And I think we all do that. If we understand that it's a journey and that we don't have to know it all, and that we learn from each other, and, you know, what your spirituality is, how it influences and inspires mine, back and forth. So it's really an exchange of hearts and just a great way to build spiritual friendships as well. And this year we are focusing on the treasures of the church. And what a wonderful time for us to be awakened again of that.
And I've never really maybe thought about it this way before, but the structure of it really is just the structure of Begin Again, and how our church is welcoming. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are, where you've been, where you're coming from, where you're going. It doesn't matter. Just come. Just show up. You know, and really the structure's been like that from the very beginning. And I think that is what makes it attractive. And we're learning, you know, holiness is attractive. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all see that. We all experience that. We meet someone who's striving for virtue and holy, and they become very attractable or whatever, attractive to us, you know, like there's a draw of that. And so when these women come and meet each other and they're growing in holiness, that's just what's keeping them involved. It's really beautiful to see.
And the homework is going out and living your faith,
right?
That's the homework.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a break, but we're going to talk some more about ways that you can awaken your faith. We could talk all day on this. This is one of my favorite topics, and I know as is yours. So we'll be back for more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, with access to great Catholic resources, including podcasts of all our local programming, podcasts that have been downloaded from all 50 states and over 40 countries on 6 continents. Yes, we are Catholic Radio Indy, but thanks to your support, we're taking the gospel of Christ to the ends of the earth. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ehr. Jim Ganley's in the studio with me, as well as our guy. I just talked right over you, Jim. You can say something over there. I know you got.
I just did.
I know you did. You did.
That's all the room I had, was just that little space.
Little teeny tiny space. We're talking with our guests, Chris Moss and Kate Conway. They like to be known as the Jesus Girls, but they are co-founders of Awaken to the Best, also known as Awaken Your Faith. Okay, so I want to just get this right out there, because we were talking about this at the break, and when I came to Awaken the first time, which was last year, I was a little bit skeptical that, you know, well, how is this going to be substantive? How is this going to help me grow in my faith if I don't have like a book, or you know, we're not like, you know, have homework and that kind of thing. And but somehow it's almost like you can go there and rest in the Lord in an accepting community with other women who are seeking the same thing. There's just like this immediate camaraderie. It was very substantive. So how do you do that?
Well, we rely on the Holy Spirit for sure. Katie and I, we recognize that this is really not of us. I mean, we do our homework each week ourselves. We really enjoy learning the faith. We really enjoy the sharing of what we are coming to believe. And it is authentic from us, because there is an awe and a joy. And I think that comes across. And for the women who are there, as women, we pour ourselves out in so many different ways, and all the different ways that we give to others. And so, like you said, when you come to Awaken, you come and you're filled. It's an opportunity to come and be filled, share with others, understand that we all, although our crosses and struggles are different, we share the burden with each other when we are able to recognize, I'm not alone. And I'm not alone in that I don't understand every aspect of my faith. I might not even embrace all of the teachings. But what you find there is women are awakened to the beauty of what our faith teaches. And they're, I think there's an opening and a willingness to understand better the teachings, so that then we are maybe embrace living them better.
Now, we've mentioned this already, and we will mention it again later in the program, but where and when does all of this take place?
So we are beginning our sixth year, but we are expanding now to St. Luke in the Indianapolis Archdiocese. And so Wednesday, September 11th at 1:00 at Seton, we're beginning. And then that night, we're going to do a little doubleheader, my baseball talk. on Wednesday evenings at 7, we will do another session, same session at St. Luke. Mm-hmm. So
now, women only?
Women only.
Okay.
Yes.
Guys, find your own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Knights of Columbus. We've done interviews on that, right?
But, you know, actually, that works well. When I went to a Catholic high school a million years ago, there were separate schools in Minneapolis where I went, and it worked out well, because you didn't have to worry about, you know, what was the other girls gonna think, you know, mm-hmm. what were the, you know, you just you got to be yourself.
Well, yeah. We kind of early on determined our lane, and we're able to be ourselves with women.
So. And I think what's interesting, that you don't even have to be Catholic to come. Other people, and that's another right. thing, that talk a little bit about that aspect, because people, women, sometimes will just bring a friend.
Right.
And just come and, you know, just check it out, you know?
And it has been such a blessing, I feel, for people to understand what we believe. And I laugh and I say, well, we're trying to understand what we believe too as Catholics. So you're right there with us. But it's nice for others who are not Catholic to find a community of women and grow together. We're all, in our Christianity and our Christian faith, lovers of Jesus and trying to follow his example and understand and do his will. And we are for sure Catholic. I mean, but I think other women are desiring to understand, what are the sacraments all about, or what's with you guys and the saints, or what's the peace of Mary? And when they come, they understand. And I think there's an appreciation of what we believe. And we, you know, certainly it's not our goal and what we're trying to do, but there have been those who have been, when they got married, they joined the Catholic Church, but shortly after, maybe they stopped practicing mm-hmm. Catholicism for whatever reason, and they have found an awakening of, oh, this is what the faith is about. You know, perhaps when they went through RCIA, they were maybe more focused on the wedding plans, and now they're really coming back to the church and understanding and embracing it.
We think there's such an opportunity for this ecumenical to, we're all in this together.
Yep.
And that's part of this Jesus Girls thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we could give you 100 reasons on why, you know, we're like, well, we're just two Jesus Girls. Like, truly, that's kind of how we had to, you know, but when she was asking me to do this with her, I was like, oh, no, I don't get up in front of people. I don't do this. And she said, no, we're just two girls talking about Jesus having coffee. That's it. And so it kind of neutralizes, too, the playing field. We are not theologians. I mean, we recognize that we can do as much study, quote unquote, as we can, but we sprinkle. And then, because there's so much to know. I mean, we're learning something every single day. But I think they're recognizing the joy of us learning and excitement of telling them something that maybe wouldn't come across as exciting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But somehow it's super exciting to us. But we love the ecumenical flavor that we all love Jesus. Every denomination loves Jesus. And I think Catholics in general need to be a little bit more comfortable with that. Because we've learned so much from our Protestant sisters of different Bible studies we like and personalities we listen to on podcasts and such. So
the goal isn't, when a non-Catholic comes, the goal isn't to convert them.
No.
Success or failure or another notch in your belt or anything like that.
Not at all. Thankfully. That's well, not that, our job.
Well, right. That takes right. the pressure off you too.
Right.
And the visitor.
So what exactly do you like about doing this? I mean, what is it, and what do you do to prepare? I mean, anybody that, I mean, Jim and I mean, we've seen tons of speakers, authors, you know, you name it. And I'm always fascinated by what's behind all what they do. Because, you know, I mean, I always wonder, what's your prayer life like? You know, it's like, are you just, you're spending like, I mean, do you, is adoration your thing, or you know they're nodding because it just
we have lots of things that are our thing.
Okay, well, tell us. I want you to tell us just a little bit about some of the things that you do in your prayer to.
Well, I think prepare. You hit on it a little bit a minute ago when you said that people come to awaken and they rest and they receive. And you know, I've been on a teeter totter my whole life. Of the rest and work, you know, the rest and
do. The Martha Mary.
Right. And, you know, this summer we've been really busy. We've had a lot of labor. And one of my favorite, she's not a saint yet, servant of God, Elizabeth Lasour.
Mm-hmm.
She says, labor is prayer. And that has been my mantra all summer because I haven't had those days where I can lounge and do my prayers and go to adoration, you know. So labor has been prayer. So I think it's an ebb and flow too, you know, and it's recognizing that God is present at all times with us, especially when we're at Mass. And so our prayer life ebbs and flows with our seasons too.
And I think that's what other women also appreciate, because I think we have this false sense that being holy means parking yourself in your chair and praying for 2 hours, and then you get up and go to adoration, and then you go to daily Mass,
right.
and then you're going to confession once every 2 weeks. And
uh-huh.
I mean, which is amazing, and that's great.
And
that's a great goal.
And sometimes
you're in a season
right,
in that,
right.
and that's wonderful. But then there are other seasons where your prayer is your work, and how.
Right.
And I think we need to hear that that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That there are all these different ways, and we're all called to do and honor God differently. It doesn't have to look the same for everybody. And we go through different seasons too, where, you know, we have different prayer devotions, or we're doing different novenas, so I think, again, as Katie said, the sprinkling and offering all these different opportunities, all these different treasures that the church has provided us to draw us into a deeper relationship.
And a lot of times I think of, and just in going, we only have a couple minutes left because we're almost out of time, but one thing I really like is that you're not really telling us anything new. It's all like the good stuff, you know, just the good stuff, you know, that the church has. But the way you present it, just it's really honestly been fun. It's been a blast.
Well,
it's a blast.
Thank
and
you.
The people, they just make it, everyone has so much to share with each other. And the things I'm surprised by is how little people know and then how much people know. Like how people don't know certain things, but then how they know so many other things, you know, and, right. And how everyone kind of together on a table really edifies each other right. it with their gifts.
Well, and that's the beauty too, because we only have so much time. So right. what you're reading or what you're praying is different than what I'm doing. And so then when we get to come together and share that, it's really beautiful. Or you maybe haven't understood that prayer yet, and now you're going to understand the beauty of it and learn that there.
Now, you mentioned a while back a starting date. Is this a program that has a starting date and an end date, or does it go year-round, or how does it work?
So it was designed, again, around active women who typically, but not always, might have children. And so we start September 11th, and we go every Wednesday with a few breaks here and there until the end of March. Because then it starts first communions and graduations and all those other things. So we build each other up all season.
And it's a join anytime.
Yes.
If you don't come to the first 2 months and you want to come, come.
Or if you can only come to the first 2 months and then you're out for the rest of the,
sure.
You're at someplace warm where we want to be.
Right.
So we do invite anybody who is desiring to grow in their understanding of the faith, to make some beautiful spiritual friendships and figure out ways and share ways to live out our faith in our everyday lives. We would love for you to join us.
So how do you get registered, and is there a cost?
So go on to our website. It is a little work in progress, but it is looking great. It's www.awakenyourfaith.org, and you'll be able to sign up there. And it is $35 for the materials for the year. Now, we have had some generous people offer some scholarships. So we do want people to know that the $35 is a suggested donation, and there are scholarships available. So if somebody wants to do this, we never want that to be a hindrance to coming and awakening their faith with us. So
and if somebody wants to just drop in for a week to see what it's all about, they're not hit up for the fee right away and until you pay.
No, not at all. We would love for you to come and join us anytime that you can. So St. Elizabeth Ann Seton and Carmel from 1 to 2:30 on Wednesdays, and St. Luke Catholic Church in Indianapolis from 7 to 8:30 p.m.
Well, we encourage everyone to awaken their faith, awaken your faith. Our guests today have been Chris Moss and Kate Conway, the Jesus Girls. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks for having us.
God bless you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.